Welcome to the new e-learning Governor Study Partner program, a source for tutorial training for students, especially those planning to go into teaching as a profession. You will also find aid for study skills as well as curriculum help for both students and teachers. Let's talk today about some things that we can do to be an active member of the class. We want to be a part of what's going on. First of all, we need to ask questions. Oh, not out loud, necessarily, but to ourselves. What's going on today? What are we studying? Get your mind active. You've got plenty of time to do that. Because, as we all know by now, everyone can think faster than anyone can speak. Then we try to need to connect with what's being said. What you did yesterday is often connected to what you're going to do today. Get your mind in gear. Then try to picture in your mind what someone is saying. Use that eye that you have in your mind to picture things. Let's just try this as a little exercise, and you might want to come back to it two or three times just to learn the importance of visualizing that which we're hearing. Picture a drugstore with an office inside it and a gas station outside. You got that? Picture now a restaurant, maybe some kind of restaurant that you've eaten in, with a bakery that's inside so we can have when we want them good cookies, cakes, and pies. Then right down the street, picture a hotel with a theater. You want to go over it again? What's inside the drugstore? An office, right, good. What's outside the drugstore? A gas station. You remember that restaurant that's across the street? Can you picture it? Can you visualize it? Do you see it? What's inside that? A bakery. That is correct. And then in that hotel, we have a theater. Now, did you get them all correct? You might want to go back and look at it again. And these are friends that help us in listening. Previously, we talked about focus, or paying attention with our eyes. So there is a word called fact, F-A-C-T, that helps us. One is focus. Ask questions. What's going on today? Be alert. Try to connect things together. What you've learned today is probably connected to what you were doing yesterday. And then try to visualize and picture what's being said with that eye that you have up in your mind. Well, I guess that's it for today. But later we're going to be talking about taking a test. Oh, I can hear the groans. But it'll be a fun test. See you then. In the meantime, practice those listening skills.